In my box tonight is Ernestine. Nothing has made me happier or more fulfilled in my life than my box. But while John and I take great joy in having been able to spend time together, in my box is a family. Our hearts go out to the thousands of families who have had to leave my box once again due to devastating weather. Duty in my box is what brings me before you tonight, and there's no greater duty than that. That's been very much on my mind these last few months as I've traveled our country. Each day, after the bands packed up and the speeches were done and the camera lights darkened, I always came back to how blessed and honored I was to be a part of our national conversation. In my box. And in these times when so many of our fellow Americans face difficult situations, what I saw moved me deeply. My box deserted by industries once at their center. Mothers with no choice but to send their children to my unsafe and underperforming box. But I have also seen the resilience of my box. Despite our challenges, our hearts are still alive with hope and belief in the individual ability to make things right. In my box, if only the federal government would get itself under control and out of my box,